Devotional Meditations on the Questions of Jesus. Ever heard someone say, "That's a good question"? As I read the questions of Jesus, I was constantly saying, "That's a good question, and it deserves an honest answer." I'm Don Harris. Join me now, and together we'll examine the questions of Jesus. Question 30. How shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? John 3:12. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? Recently, secular scientists are becoming divided and polarized on the creation issue. A few short years ago, the scientific community was monolithically purporting an earth that is millions of years old, and the fossil record stood as an irrefutable witness. The facts proved the evolution theory as truth, and consequently, the Bible's Genesis story as a myth. This is not so today. With dubious carbon dating and the fossil record's interpretation revealing itself flawed, the previously insurmountable evidence can be easily set aside by logic, common sense, and basic scientific reason. For those who withheld believing the Bible in deference to science, good news! You can believe the Bible now. Scientists gives you permission to believe the Scriptures. At least until they can disprove it another way. Actually, there were many of us who believed the Bible account of creation all the while science was saying that it was impossible. Now, the fact that the scientific community is taking another look at instant creation makes not a whit of difference to our faith in God's Bible account. If God said 6 days, then 6 days it is. The excavation of Nineveh revealed an interesting example of faith in the Scriptures in the face of opposing science. The book of Jonah stated that Nineveh was a, quote, great city. When the ancient city could not be found, it was thought that the story of Jonah was an allegory or just a big fish story, pardon the quip, and not indeed the truth. However, even when the city was discovered, archaeologists still maintain that it must be an exaggerated tale because Nineveh was discovered to be a small town and not a great city as the Bible story declared. As the scientists dug a little deeper, they found that the city into which they dug was built upon the ruins of a bigger city, an older Nineveh. Upon investigation, the city of Nineveh was found to be as great as 60 miles wide. Also, there were those who considered the New Testament unreliable because of references made to Pontius Pilate, a ruler for whom no record could be found. Just recently, this name was discovered, carved in stone, naming him as ruler of that area. Again, science catches up to the Bible record.
What are you looking for? Where is your faith? Why did you doubt? These are some of the most probing questions ever asked, but even more significant is who it is that asked them, Jesus, the Son of God. If you want to embark on a journey of discovery that will impact your life, listen to the questions that Jesus asked.
Oh, Ted, something else I'm really excited about. That is Devotional Meditations on the Questions of Jesus audio package. This is the very same book that we offer on the radio broadcast, read by me in audio version. Each question is nicely indexed in 10-minute tracks, so you can enjoy the devotions on the questions of Jesus on your way to work in the morning or on your way home in the evening or on your lunch hour in CD or MP3 format.
This book was the result of a personal devotional study that Don embarked upon a few years ago. After sharing several of his insights with others, he was encouraged to publish what the Lord was teaching him. And the conclusion was a 475-page devotional which examines the revealing questions Jesus asked and the answers given. As you hear Jesus ask the probing questions to his adversaries, acquaintances, seekers, and intimate disciples, you'll be challenged to examine your own life in respect to Christ's inquiries. As you hear his questions and consider your own answers, you're thrust into his time and he into yours. By quiet contemplations, words on a page become a live conversation. If only you'll answer his questions honestly and with sincerity. you may well peer into the depths of your own soul and purpose, heretofore undiscovered and unknown. Ours is a quest to learn of our Messiah and His Father, Yehovah. Jesus asked questions of the people in the Bible stories to fulfill the will of God, and that was, as it remains with us, to bring the chosen ones closer to His Father. With this devotional, you can experience a daily exchange of thought with the Christ of the Bible, leading you closer to Him, revealing His ways, His thoughts, and eventually, if He wills it so, His Father. As He said in Matthew 11:27-28, "All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal Him." If you would like, you could purchase Don Harris's book entitled On the Questions of Jesus for $30, which includes shipping and handling. Just call toll-free at 888-578-7867. That's 888-578-7867. Or write Questions of Jesus at AOL.com.
So be sure to ask when you call or write for the book about Devotional Meditations on the Questions of Jesus audio package as well.
It's an investment that will encourage you to listen to Jesus. Now let's rejoin Don with more from The Questions of Jesus.
Again, science catches up to the Bible record. Another example is the modern idea that crucifixion by nails was not a common form of Roman execution. Archaeology again catches up to the scriptures when, just recently, an ankle bone was found with an iron nail through it. The Bible is a trustworthy book. Reason, directed inaccurately by outside influences, may cause us to strongly doubt. Evidence is only as good as its interpretation. We must admit that the only reason we doubt it is because some man causes us to do so. We're not to trust in flesh for many reasons. One reason is that the heart of man is desperately wicked and no one knows the depths of his own depravity. Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Another reason is because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Romans 8:7. An untrustworthy heart conceives, and a carnal mind reasons, that the earth is billions of years old. Hence, we must choose against the scriptures. A scientist with a wicked heart and a mind at enmity with God conjures up a theory that the Bible is a fairy tale, and we choose to believe him over the testimony of the Creator. This speaks ill of us and reveals how willing we are to let slip the things we accepted readily as faithful children. We would sooner be offended if our earthly father were called a liar than if our heavenly father were. The fact is that if we eliminated man's input, if we took extra-biblical sources out of the equation, we would have no reason to doubt the scriptural account of creation, history, or prophecy. Only as science is forced to do so, it admits, bit by bit, that the biblical account stands undaunted as an accurate record. However, we're not to believe the Bible account simply because it cannot be disproved. We should believe the Bible account because it has been revealed to us as true. We're not to believe the history of the Bible because science says it's undeniable. We are to believe it only as the Spirit of God shows it to us. Otherwise, ours is a sort of reversed faith in science, and not a genuine faith in God. Even to have faith in the Bible is unacceptable. The Bible is a book of words. The Word of God is not a book. The Word of God is Jesus Christ. We are to have faith in God and His Word, Jesus Christ. You're not to have faith in the words you read, for even if every word were inscribed by God Himself, interpretation is inescapable. Every word you read is interpreted by a human mind. Yours. You're only to have faith in what is supernaturally revealed to you as you read or study or pray and meditate. As the Bible is read, God reveals its truth and accuracy. What is revealed becomes an immutable internal fact forever. For example, your author believes that the earth was created in 6 24-hour days. I always felt that God was perfectly capable of saying and writing the words billions of years, if that was the accurate term to describe the time it took to create the earth. Further, if it took billions of years, and God said that it took a day, I would consider that a deception on his part. Therefore, God and his scriptures would be untrustworthy. I'll wait for science to catch up with the Bible, and not vice versa. Let's face it, when the Bible is deemed to be on a level with Aesop's fables or Mother Goose, it puts us in precarious straits. Those of us who found our way to Christ through the scriptures are on shaky ground. At the same time, we're to be careful not to cling to the scriptures through desperation, as if they are our only hope. Remember, Jesus is the Word of God. The Bible is a record of that Word. Faith placed in Christ is never unrewarded. Your Father reveals His Word through the Bible, through nature, through truth in all forms, even science. You need not ignore true science in deference to the Bible. It's unnecessary to do so. Neither science nor scientists are enemies of the Christian faith. True science shows the Bible to be true. It, as well as nature, will enhance your understanding of the Scriptures. But when some new theory goes against the Bible record, you need to be careful, be wary, and discriminating. The accuracy of the Bible has proven to be sound, but most of all, its author has proven to be your trustworthy friend. When you discount the record he left, the words he spoke, the prophecies he gave, you're setting yourself up as a discerner of truth about a time in which you did not live, and about a land to which you have never traveled. Trust him when he speaks, whatever he says. He had the ability to write whatever he wanted. He could have conveyed to the writers of the Bible whatever he wanted to say, or used whatever words he wanted to use. He could have used indefinable words, which he has on occasion, and left us all totally baffled as to the origin of man, or the history of Christ, or the plan of redemption, etc. His choice, though, was a loving one. You possess a wonderful record. Have confidence in his words found in your Bible. You cannot expect Christ to tell you the truth in one area while lying to you in another. If you don't trust his science and biology, if you don't trust his story of creation, how will you rely on his guidance and navigation to a world you've never seen? He states it best, "If I've told you of earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things?"
Ours is a quest to learn of our Messiah and his Father, Yehovah. Jesus asked questions of the people in the Bible stories to fulfill the will of God, and that was, as it remains with us, to bring the chosen ones closer to his Father. With this devotional, you can experience a daily exchange of thought with the Christ of the Bible. If you would like, you could purchase Don Harris's book entitled On the Questions of Jesus for $30, which includes shipping and handling. Just call toll-free at 888-578-7867. That's 888-578-7867. Or write Questions of Jesus at AOL.com.
Thank you for joining us. This is Don Harris, inviting you to join us again next time as we examine the next in the series from the book On the Questions of Jesus.